We can obviously unplug things, but would it be a bother if we like tucked it in the back or something? Or
yeah,
to the side?
I would probably say like against the side, that side wall there will
cool.
probably make the most sense. Just knowing what I know about SCP, but
cool.
yeah.
Like right up, just.
Yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, something like that'll.
Hell yeah, sweet.
Wristbands for all of you, for our joint person's sake, and then 2 tickets for each of you. You can use them for 2 drinks, or you can use them together for any sandwich or veggie or whatever you prefer.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, no, this was my, this would have been in the same area, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, good to meet or re-meet you.
What's your last name?
Singer. Oh my god. I was just talking about you. Yeah, cuz Dave Flaherty,
Flaherty,
used
yeah.
to play drums with you.
Yeah, he's a
Dave.
bummer. Or not bummer, what was I trying to say? Not a bummer. He's a buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, cuz I went, so Dave was in Cuddle Magic,
Yeah.
which was, I mean, still is, and he's did
Yeah.
some shows for the first time in a while. And I ran into, in Philly, ran into Christopher McDonald, keys player. I had not seen Chris in some years, and I've seen most of the rest of the Cuddle Magic people more recently.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Now the only person that I haven't seen like in the last 7, 8 years is Dave. And I was asking
Yeah.
him how Dave was doing. I was like trying to think, when was the last time I saw Dave? I was like, oh yeah, he was playing drums for Liam Sayer at a show, Trans People.
Yes, dude, that was it. That was when I
Yeah.
saw you.
Yeah, he was
Yeah.
playing with the Yerns.
And that's right, Yerns. And
Yeah.
Dave I actually just saw for the first time in forever last week. He stopped by here.
Yeah.
Because he's got a new duo project
Oh,
and
he does.
they're thinking of recording around here
Oh,
and
sweet.
talking about different studios and stuff.
Cool, cool.
And yeah, he said that Cuddle Magic's played a couple
Yeah, I think it was
shows
their
recently.
first in a few years.
He said they went great.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. Yeah, that's exactly, that's it, man. yeah. How's do you talk to Yerms dude?
Yeah,
Forgetting his name.
yeah, yeah. I try to see him most times when I'm in New York.
Okay. Cool. Sweetheart.
Yeah. I mean, do you know he had like a big scary health
Yeah,
situation?
I know him through Scott Soldier, the engineer, and
Right. That
Scott,
was the connection, yeah.
Scott sort of alluded to that last time I talked to him a while
Yeah.
back, but dad and in the process of dealing with that, got vaccinated and had got para the inflammation of the heart. And yeah, the doctors say it pretty much definitely was vaccinated.
Yeah,
I mean it's, you know, you gotta take that for what it is while
not
being, you know. Playing as a trio?
Trio.
Yes. Great.
Piano, guitar. I was thinking you might actually like want to play guitar around the chair this time.
No. No, no.
As opposed to what?
You usually play on the bench, but I always like, yeah. I don't like the posture.
Yeah.
There.
Oh really? Hannah. Okay. That's cool.
We'll just share this.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually think they might be bringing a bass. Well, you guys aren't playing bass. But yeah, anyways.
We are
that's cool.
Yeah, playing bass.
Oh, you're playing bass?
I'm playing bass.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll check and then we might end up switching out both the kit and the bass amp, but whatever. It's all very easy.
Yeah, bass.
Mainly just making sure that Alex can hear vocals.
Yeah, I'm happy to play through any bass rig.
Bass will do.
Chain that was really like, there's a lot of like velvet in it or something.
Huh?
So doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, I didn't hear you said.
McMenamins.
I think I don't have enough details
here's,
to properly explain this.
Local chain
deals.
Yeah.
McMenamins?
Burgerville?
Washington, but I don't think she's from there.
Space Needle. Space Needle?
It's none of the above.
McMenamins? I would have been talking about McMenamins.
McMenamins? What's the deal with McMenamins?
McMenamins is a chain of hotels and restaurants.
Yeah.
Well,
it
started
like
as like a brewery. It's like a beer brewery.
Yeah.
And then they opened these increasingly cool spaces.
They're big deadheads.
In like, yeah. In like, you know, old schools or.
Yeah.
You know, do like. They had a bunch of. I mean, Portland, I don't know if it still exists, but it was like second run movie theaters where you could go see a movie for $1.50 and get pizza and a beer.
Love
yeah,
that.
They still have the movie
theater. Probably not $1.50, but you know.
It was pretty cheap. It was under $10.
Yeah, that's cool. Vocal mics for you and Andrew.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. Also during one song. So I was gonna play the first three songs are gonna go BPM songs.
Mm-hmm.
And during the first guitar song, Wesley Harper is going to mid-song walk up on stage and do a piano solo, and then exit the stage.
Okay.
So just be aware that, you know, it's all part of the show.
Yeah, don't give him any shit. I actually do.
Whoa, bro, bro.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
That. We should put up the yellow. The yellow fence.
Performers are occasionally really fascinated with that yellow cord. Like Chris Gethard, but he did a stand up routine.
Oh,
did like
yeah.
on the yellow.
He was into the yellow thing.
Yeah.
And then Victoria Shen, who's like a noise artist, performance artist, like heavily employed. Like as soon as she walked in the room, she came over and she was like.
Well, it is almost like the like you know, the like platonic ideal of a construction site chain.
Yeah.
It's like hard. It's hard hat yellow.
Right, and yet it's like completely ineffective as an actual
totally.
Chain.
Right.
Do you need a DI, Alex?
No.
Yeah.
Where are those fold out chairs? Can we grab one too?
Oh, they're just under the, the key store.
Sweet.
It's a feeling. It's an attitude.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle brand.
Yeah. It's like, they have journal.
You know, you get it or you don't.
Yeah. It's like jazz.
A lot like jazz.
Yeah.
It's about the schmeezy don't schmow. So, but they obviously have very different, you know, feels, just in terms of, like, dynamics and pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a little bit like, okay, this is a movie you love in your 20s or whatever.
I think so. Well, it was exactly that. It was like, it made like, high schoolers and college kids start talking about like lucid dreaming.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
but still a cool
awesome
movie and yeah, good music.
Yeah.
What's funny is like some of the people in that movie, like the dude who's screaming in the car and through the bullhorn.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Alex Jones.
I discovered that.
Who was like before he became Alex Jones, he was just like
Darth
this
Vader.
He was like this you know, Austin, Texas, just weirdo or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. For most psychedelics make you good. For some they
yeah
make you evil.
That is so true.
You know? You usually end up like
right
a
in your
flower
heart
child, but sometimes you become Charles Manson.
Right.
And I have all these, I have revisions on like 10 songs from the project I'm doing, and I remember on one song and I dropped the drums by like 2 DBM or something. And of all the fussing and sending of emails, like, which I also did, it was really real thing.
Yeah, okay.
What I'm saying is, there's just nothing gets done.
Yeah, Alex's mom sent the word of the day. Throughout the word of the day to the panel group.
Just
scuttle. To work effectively. To be extremely busy whilst achieving nothing.
Exactly.
To scuttle. Thank you.
Thank you.